Have the floor, sir.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Allow me to start by expressing the decisive support and cooperation of the Mexican delegation so that we get positive results and a successful outcome. We would like to restate our historic and firm commitment to disarmament and the non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and supporting international instruments such as this convention, which contributes to the common goal of creating a world of peace, a safer world for present and future generations. We recognize the importance of strengthening the BWC as it prohibits biological weapons and their means of delivery. It is a fundamental pillar in the international architecture for disarmament, for non-proliferation, global public safety and security. We also recognize the need to continue to promote more active participation of the scientific community, as well as other mechanisms, the area of international public health, and that we should look at the progress in science and technology in line with the provisions and goals of this convention. And in this regard, we would highlight the very valuable opportunity provided to member states or states parties. Thanks to this review conference, it gives an opportunity to address from a multidimensional perspective and a public health approach the new challenges as we're seeing highly contagious diseases appear, such as Ebola and Zika. It gives us an opportunity to look at the progressive development of science and technology, also life sciences, as well as the increasing threat of the use of pathogens as biological weapons used by non-state actors or used for terrorist purposes. We would also like to point out that states parties who are in the WHO and which is split up into six main areas, support their work when it comes to infectious diseases through the international health regulations and international practice, which I think exemplifies the scope of cooperation when there are common shared goals linked to this convention. We'd also restate our commitment to complying with all provisions of the convention. We would make an appeal that this should be broadened, and we need to widen the participation of states parties. There should be timely presentation of national reports to contribute to transparency and strengthening the regime as established under the convention. Chair, allow me to share the following. The Mexican government in March of 2015, we held a workshop on confidence building measures, the aim being to reduce doubts and ambiguities regarding how one should fill out the confidence building measures forms. There were national authorities, competent bodies, the health sector, the agro-food industry, the customs section, as well as trade more broadly. It also involved academic, specialized academic institutions and representatives from a range of laboratories in Mexico. With this workshop, we were able to bring together the competent authorities with these bodies that are involved in convention matters. It contributed to promoting a culture of biosafety by raising awareness as to the responsible handling of biological agents, as well as the need for transparency and information submitted. The outcome of this very practical exercise is our national report of 2015. We recognize the importance of promoting cooperation and assistance between states parties to strengthen national capacities and at the same time promote an exchange of knowledge, experiences, scientific and technological progress, particularly between countries which have different levels of development. And in this regard, we would like to say that we welcome the submission of documents which set out national positions and proposals with a view to strengthening the implementation of the BWC's provisions. International cooperation needs to be seen from a new approach. We believe it needs to address the issue of financial resources as well as the exchange of information, experiences, lessons learned, good practice, education, training, and exchange of technical knowledge so that it really becomes an instrument that constitutes real added value, and it makes the traditional assistance systems more dynamic, or maybe it innovates so that they respond better to the new realities of our time. Mexico, of course, welcomes the 41 years in force of our convention. However, it's regrettable that after more than four decades of this very valuable treaty, states parties have not been in a position to reach what I'd call minimum agreements, which would endow the convention with a verification mechanism in order to verify compliance and application at national level. Once again, we'd say that verification of the convention can be possible with another method or body, which would be able to ascertain the elimination of those weapons prohibited under the convention in a multilateral and binding fashion. We recognize that this is still very much an issue still pending, and we need to bring the convention right into the 21st century so that it can respond to the new challenges and threats of our current age. We believe that the 8th Review Conference will be a real opportunity so that states parties can decide on a consensus basis the way in which we can give the convention a verification mechanism for its implementation and compliance.